You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by RJ Diaz, who in 2010 leveraged his experience of 18 years in managing high-end residential and commercial interior construction and passion for design and craftsmanship to create his travel, work, and lifestyle bag label, Industry Portage Company. In 2011, he further applied this experience in launching the brand to co-found Otaku Marketing Obsession, a modern marketing consultancy that works with young startups as well as established companies. RJ, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very, very excited to be here talking to you.
Definitely. Looking forward to hearing what your input is on a couple of items. Now, what inspired you, first of all, to create your own bag label? Impressive, and makes me want to go pick up one very soon.
Thank you very much. Well, about 3 years ago, like you said, in 2010, I became frustrated with the fact that I couldn't find an affordable work bag that was specific to my industry. And as you said, I'm in the construction industry. I studied architecture, and I've been in the construction industry for quite some time. And I needed something to carry, you know, various oversized items, plans, and things like that. And nothing that I found worked for me. And so, you know, at the time I was, you know, in internet, social media, and, you know, things that I read, and it seemed like our world, because we were so connected, was evolving into super specific niche products, businesses. And so with my education, with my experience in the construction industry, I really became passionate about the idea of designing my own ideal work, travel, and lifestyle bags, and decided to start the label. I started with one prototype, in which led to other ideas that I wanted to implement. And it was around the same time that I read books such as The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, which led to other books such as Seth Godin's Purple Cow, Chris Guillebeau's The Art of Nonconformity, Damon John's The Brand Within, Peter Sims' Little Beth, and Stephen Pressfield's The War of Art. And these all gave me the resources as well as the self-confidence to take these risks and create business opportunities based on my passion for design.
Excellent. So what were some of those challenges that you faced in starting your new company?
Well, for me, there were three. I mean, I was in a full-time job. I had a young family, now 3 and 5-year-old, but at the time they were very young. And so there were threefold. One was time, the other was money, and the other were resources, finding resources that could help me produce what it is I wanted to produce. And one of the most important things that I learned in reading and all the reading and research that I did was the power of efficiency and focus. I really believe it helps to be organized and set and be able to set short range as well as long range goals. And discipline, with a young family, is necessary to have the discipline to plan my work and stay focused, and stay on target with the goals that I had developed. The second one was money. Obviously, money is always an issue when you have a startup. And early on, I decided and made a conscious decision that I would finance the company on my own, not take on any outside investors and outside money, and not feel like I was working for someone else. That was sort of opposite to the purpose of developing this brand and this idea that I had. But since I needed to develop prototypes for my bag designs, along with graphic design work, copywriting, photography, web design work that I needed to establish the label, I knew it would be a challenge to execute really high quality work with a limited budget. So I took on a lot of the work myself. I've been trained in photography. I'm a fairly decent writer. But I also found some really, really excellent and inexpensive web coding and graphic design resources through sites like Elance.com. The third challenge was in finding the resources needed to execute the work, the actual product. So I did, again, through the value, the great value of the internet, the great world of the internet, I was able to find and finally locate a bag manufacturer overseas willing to work with a young startup, because I wanted to have limited production in order to avoid having to carry large inventory ahead of doing any test marketing and seeing whether what I designed and what I put together had value to other people. So, it took some time, and I finally found a great manufacturing partner overseas, and I've since found, and I'm excited about, finding a resource here in the U.S. that will be producing my line later in the year.
So tell me, I know you mentioned about your family being fairly young. How do you balance your work and your family life?
That's a tough one. Having full-time work that I'm very, very passionate about, and I'm still in the construction industry, and I still love executing projects and getting involved in the process of building, as well as creating my bag label. There's two concepts that I've come across over my years of, developing this and my reading and all of that. One is this idea of single tasking. The idea of single tasking simply means that you stay focused on what you're doing without having multiple computer screens, multiple phone calls, all of these different things that can get in the way of you executing something. You become very efficient in whether it's doing a copywriting for one of your products, whether it's getting engaged in social media and being able to focus on that for a period of time and then getting away from it and not letting it enter into your work day or your family time or anything like that. The other idea is this idea of working like you're on vacation. And I love this concept. And it's simply this. It basically means you divide your work day or your day, the time that you're awake into two parts. The first part is as if you're on vacation. You still, as an entrepreneur, you still need to deal with business administration. So you take care of all the things that you must take care of during the first part of your day, or whatever time block that you allow. And then there's the playtime, which it doesn't necessarily mean that you goof off or you're lazy or you don't do anything, but it's a time blocked out to do the fun stuff, whether it's sitting in a studio and designing and drawing, being with your family, being with your kids, and enjoying them. And again, this idea of staying focused on those and staying in the moment. I found those two approaches to be very important. In addition to that, I find a tremendous value in having a virtual assistant who I also found on Elance. And she supports me by taking on, general business administration tasks, such as maintaining my contacts and my email marketing list, and also helping me stay on target with certain goals that I have, regarding social media and outreach, to blogs and to stay connected with the world that I want to work with.
Today we are joined by RJ Diaz, the creator of a travel, work, and lifestyle bag label industry portage company, also the co-founder of Otaku Marketing Obsession here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. RJ, is it really just about pursuing your passion and getting started in business?
Well, I happen to be passionate about a lot of things, and I love the outdoors. I love, obviously, being with my family and being a dad. I love construction and architecture and everything. So, having a lot of different passions, it was really a matter of finding a business opportunity around something that I would care deeply about. So I love the creative aspect involved in the design of bags, as well as the fact that they're functional items, much like architecture, much like our built environment. And there's always some risk involved in trying to create a business. And I truly believe that you need to follow your own instincts when it comes to something you believe in. So having a network of family, of friends, of peers that support your vision is so valuable. And I've been fortunate to have a great support network.
And how do you manage your social media channels?
Well, I manage them, you know, having the marketing company, being a partner in this marketing consultancy, just has given, and the reason I actually became involved in the marketing company is because I became tuned into the value of social media and the strength of it to build a brand, to support a brand, but also to be generous in the sense of providing resources and information to other people that are startup businesses. So I currently manage my own social media channels, which includes, you know, a Facebook page. I write a few different blogs, both about around my bag label as well as my passion for architecture and construction in New York City. You know, and these cross posts to Twitter and to Google Plus. I'm involved too with Pinterest. I see a lot of value in using Pinterest as a tool for brand building, and LinkedIn is also very, very valuable. Less as a social media, more as a business networking, both getting resources and sharing resources that I find to be very, very, very valuable.
And you're very correct on those issues, without a question. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your company's Industry Portage Company and Otaku Marketing Obsession?
The industryportage.com is the site where you would find some great bags. I also have developed an offshoot off of Industry Portage called Custom Portage, which is going to be essentially custom bags. So you would come to me and look at a bag design that I already have or something that you have in mind. I love the idea of building super specific bags tailored to people, tailored to industries, tailored to their profession, you know, whether it's a doctor, an architect, an engineer. Everybody has specific needs that they have, you know, in terms of what they need to carry with them to be able to do their jobs. And I'm interested in pursuing that, the custom line, very, very much. I think there's a future there, and it gets me excited. It's something that I love doing. It's definitely a challenge. So otakumarketing.com is the site that I founded with an old high school buddy of mine who relocated back to the East Coast a few years back and has been a big supporter of what I've been doing with Industry Portage. He asked me to join him because he saw the value of what I was putting together with my Industry Portage label and thought we could do some work, do some good for other people that were basically in the same boat, young startups, passionate people, people passionate about building their brands and wanting to share either a product or a service that they offered. And so otakumarketing.com is where you'll find, you know, our information about what we do. We build websites, we do logo creation, you know, overall social media and brand strategies, and love to find you there.
Excellent. And in conclusion, what advice could you give to anyone looking to create their own business?
My first piece of advice would definitely be to talk to your family and friends and find those that would that are supportive of your ideas, and not everyone will be. So you need to quiet those that part of that side of your network and really sort of enjoy having that support network of family and friends, and then branch out using sites like LinkedIn to find other people that are in the same boat. Just immerse yourself among a group of like-minded individuals that will support you as well as challenge you to get better at the things that you want to do. I would also say don't be afraid to reach out to people that you respect and ask for advice. I was fortunate to find someone as generous as Chris Brogan, who has become a mentor through our private conversations as well as his amazing blog and newsletter about business marketing and service craftsmanship. He's very supportive of what I've created, and we continue a dialogue to this day. I also would say to be generous. Through a friend I met, someone else who wanted to start an online business, and I've been put in a position to also be a mentor myself, and I love that position of being able to share my knowledge and experiences And I continue to work with him on a launch that he's going to be doing later in the year. So I would suggest that, you know, it's a two-way street. I would also say read as much as you can. There are times that you need to execute your work, but there's also a time where you need to learn from others. Eric Ries's The Lean Startup is a great resource for people to use to understand how it is to get a business idea off the ground. I also have become very, very involved, or I've immersed myself very much in listening to podcasts such as yours, just to get ideas of how other people are approaching their businesses, how people market their business, how people use social media, and just in general other topics that are very helpful. Seth Godin's podcast, The Startup School, is incredible for really helping you define the things that you want to do and get over your fears and get self-confidence. So I highly recommend that you immerse yourself. And finally, I would say test. Test meaning test your ideas. Throw them out there. See who's interested. Do you have a product or a service? I think that testing your ideas early will give you a great sense of whether you need to make any changes to your service or product, and you know, whether you need to either change your positioning, change your product concept, and maybe even start something different, maybe find a different business opportunity. So that would be my advice to anyone looking to create their own business.
Really good to have had you. He is RJ Diaz, the creator of a travel, work, and lifestyle bag label industry portage company, also the co-founder of Otaku Marketing Obsession, and the websites of reference is simply industryportage.com as well as otakumarketing.com. RJ, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and also your family.
Thank you very much. It was an absolute pleasure. Very excited to have been part of this, and I very much appreciate it.
You're most welcome, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.